right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Great blessing. Great blessing. Amen. Prepare yourselves. We're going to be starting in just a few minutes here.
Okay.
In fact, we're about ready to start. Amen. Can we have our...
Good morning. And welcome. Welcome to the First Truth International Worldwide Prayer and Christian Mission Broadcast with the world's greatest gospel saxophonist. You're listening to us right here on NPA Radio Blog Talk on the Worldwide. You may reach us simply by dialing into the live studio 347-934-0267. This is the Master Dr. Judy Hayden, and we are here to give the instructions. Meet the line is now press star star. Star star will mute as well as unmute your number. Has a maximum of 2 minutes to participate, and everyone is asked to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind you want to always give your name, the area code, and city you're calling from, and remember the 2 minutes maximum. We do welcome all of our guests from all over the world. And from whatever area you're calling in from, remember to follow the instructions on the device that you've logged on with, and you too, be a participant. Please do that. You can phone mode by participating. Crossing, no friends, no trying to get a personal conversation, because it certainly will be broadcast all over the world. And he will be there. The majority of you know the etiquette when it comes to using the phone, but for those of you who do not, just remember to use the phone as though you are in church, and there you're giving the utmost respect to those in charge, and the Lord will bless you. Again, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, you also can reach our host by simply dialing this number, 646-665-7400. And again, welcome to the First Truth International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Truth International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom, and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And welcome. God bless you. Good morning to all of you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, a line dedicated to giving God praise and the brothers and sisters coming together. They're coming together from every church affiliation, from every church denomination, from all walks of life, from all, you might say, economic strata. And we just thank you for being with us. You know, the devil is a liar. He has for centuries, for eras, tried to separate the people of God. But I want to thank God that people are coming together to pray and to praise God together. You know, a family that prays together will stay together. And we're praying together and we're staying together. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what he's done. Lord, thank you for being so kind and so generous. All right, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll speak, and then welcome the Lord. We know he's in the room, and we want to just let him know that we appreciate his presence in the name of Jesus. If you want a miracle or need a miracle, tell your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister about this line. And get them a miracle too, amen. Because many miracles have happened on this prayer line. We welcome the presence of the Holy Ghost as the Holy Ghost can do exceedingly above all we ask or think. So we praise Him. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous privilege it is to come before You. Prayer and praise. We thank You for what You've done. We thank You for what You're doing. We love You, Lord. We appreciate You, Lord. We thank You for all things. Yes, that finish You in any way that You would forgive us. Forgive all sin of the line. Yes, for Thy glory. So marvelous and so wonderful, Lord. And so astounding. We appreciate You, Lord. Thank You for all that You've done and all that You're doing. God, we just praise You. Now, every person on this line, Lord, we're asking You to bless them. Oh, God, those who need miracles, grant them. Make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are less fortunate, those who need help in any way. God, please look on them. Go out to those who are going through storms and through the rain. Thank You, Lord, for all things. We pray for those in prison that You would do it again, Lord, that You would open prison doors for those who have somehow been rehabilitated in the name of Jesus. Release those who are innocent in Jesus' name. And bless those, Lord, perhaps who are guilty, but yet You have given them grace and mercy. And we thank You for it. Oh, God, heal those who are sick on this line. Touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Help them make a way in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank You and give You praise. And we'll somehow, oh, God, try to take our praise up to a new level. Never will forget when I told You, Lord, we would try to give You 1,000 thank yous. And now thank You that people are praising You all over the world. But we appreciate it. Bless these folks. Bless them. Bless them. Those who made sacrifices, God, bless them. Those who have desired to praise You and pray to You and made You their only true and living God. I'm asking You, Lord, bless them. Thank You again and again and again and again for what You've already done and for what You're going to do. And then we do praise You and thank You for what You're doing right now, right now. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. So we give You the glory and all the honor.
Of course.
In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. And God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. Are y'all awake? I hope you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning. Mother the Nation's morning.
Good morning.
Supposed to be first this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador.
Morning, Mother. God bless you and to all of you on the line. Let's open up and speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning. Good morning. We love You today, Jesus. We
appreciate
You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. We love You.
Let the enemy lose His power by praising behind Him. With
thank
the high side. Come on. Let's praise Him, everybody. Come on, Lord. Thank You.
Thank You.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Thank
You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the blood of Jesus.
and put that on him and see when he come out. He will come out. Amen. But you make him lose his power through the blood of Jesus. And so when we give God praise, amen, we want to give him a praise like we know he's here and that we are praising him in a glorious way. God bless you. All right. But this morning, I just want to go back to our praise reports. You know, God does things every day for people. If you would just open your eyes, begin to see what the Lord has done. So many things. If you awake this morning, you got to praise. Did you know your heart beat from yesterday this time to this morning this time over 100,000 times? Yeah. So you certainly want to praise him and give a praise for just to be alive and just somebody, the Lord touched your body and healed you yesterday. Somebody, the Lord gave you a financial blessing. Somebody, the Lord gave you peace of mind. It's a wonderful thing to have peace of mind and to be able to thank the Lord for what he's done is a tremendous thing. So when we open the line up for praise reports, we're looking to hear what God has done for you. Some of y'all are from the old school world, and you can't get past the testimony service. Okay, fine. Just give us a testimony of what the Lord has done for you. That's what we're asking for, praise reports and testimonies of what the Lord has done for you. Amen. All right, I'm going. Mother Wilson, are you on the line? Mother Wilson from Tennessee. If you're on the line, why don't you come off of mute? Let me know that you're there. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see. Mother Britt, are you on the line from up there in Fayetteville? All right. I want to hear you if you are. All right. And so many of you are on the line. And I just want to hear your voice on the line. Amen. Give me somebody from Chicago. Are you on the line? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all say something?
Yes. Right, I can hear you.
Who do I have now?
Okay. This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325.
Is that Sister Renee?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good morning.
Right. Let me see if Mother Wilson is here, and if not, then would you get our praise report? Mother Wilson? All right. Go ahead, Sister Renee, and give us your praise report with the people and ask for other praise reports. Would you do that? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And what are you?
My praise report is thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. And today, my mother had lost her keys. Well, she lost them in her car. And I went over there. I was only there like 20 or 30 minutes. And I called a Papa Lock, and they came out. And she didn't have any more worries. I mean, thank you, Jesus. I helped my mother. And that's my praise report. And I just love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day. And can we have another praise report? The line is open.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher from Odessa, Texas. I just wanted to give a praise report on my friend Inez, who is still on the respirator. A brother came in yesterday, and he did not let him disconnect her.
Thank you.
And God knows.
Thank you, sir.
And to take her oxygen level down where she was able to hold her own for half a day. And then they had to increase the oxygen again. But she's still in the land of the living. And she told us yesterday that she did not want to die. So we are believing God, and we're giving him time to let the anointing work. And we just believe that God is going to raise her up and heal her body.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And what was her name?
Inez Zane.
Inez Zane. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. Another praise report. The line is open.
That's good. All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else with a praise report? Come in and give it. God's done something great for you, too.
I'm in the Johnson in Texas area code 325.
Uh-huh.
I prayed this morning.
Good morning.
Life, health, and strength. Good morning to each and everyone on the line today. I just God because he is God. And beside him, there is none other. I'm not looking for another God, but he truly proves himself to me daily. And I thank him for his renewed mercy. I just want to keep you up. I'm continuing asking prayer for my nephew. And we were calling out his name, Hezekiah. And Lord has blessed where he was getting some help, got him where he's going to be getting some help. And I'm just so grateful because it was done without any major altercation or anything, any harm. Nowadays, anything happened, you never know what might happen. But God allowed there to be peace.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. I give all the glory and praise to him and for all the prayers. And yet we're still holding him up, that Lord would complete the work. But I want you to know I'm so thankful that he is where he's going to start getting some help. So praise God for the prayer.
Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, go ahead, Sister Renee.
The line is open.
Thank you.
Another
prayer
report.
Yes. This is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. Good morning, Sister Renee. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to say, I just thank God for waking me up this morning and for allowing me to start my day. And I'm on my way to work, and I desire the prayers of the saints. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Have a blessed
day.
Amen.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is the Ambassador Jolene Garnett.
Good morning.
I just thank God for the first group prayer line. Thank God for Dr. Bernard Johnson and the First Lady. And I just thank God for all his many, many, many blessings that he has restored upon me. I just thank the Lord. And what really two words that Dr. Johnson, I listened to him real close. They said, give time for the anointing to work. And it is a blessing. And the other one is incredible. Ever since he used the word incredible, Satan came in and thought that he had cut this same prayer line out, but he's a liar and the father of a liar. And I just thank the Lord. I'm telling that incredible word, thanks, it moves God. And even when I be out and I say, you have an incredible blessed day today, they say, what? They say, wow, that's a powerful word. So, Dr. Johnson, you be encouraged because that word is stirred up the prayer line, and it is a blessing. And I want you to be encouraged. Keep letting the Lord use you no matter what the devil do or what he try to do. He is moving, by his spirit, and he's working miracles on this hill prayer line. You all be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessed day today. Be blessed.
My. Thank you so much, Ambassador Garnett, and be blessed, my heart. All right. Go ahead.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
The line is open.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Amen. Good morning, Sister Renee. Amen. To the saints of God. Amen. I want to piggyback from Sister Garnett, Ambassador Garnett, this morning. I was going to come. Amen. I shared this last night on the blog line, but I want to back it up with a scripture from Revelation 1 and 3 say, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. I just want to exalt Chief Ambassador this morning. I did last night, but for those that was not on the blog line, I just want him to know, and all the rest of you too, that Chief Ambassador Vernot Johnson is a phenomenal teacher. Amen. I have listened in the spirit. Amen. I know the word, and I know truth. I know the real gospel when you're rightly divided. He has a unique way, amen, that God uses him to bless us with the word of God. Like Ambassador Garnett say, there are certain things down in your spirit, and I, too, have been using incredible, amen, although I know what it means, but there's nobody deserved, amen, to be blessed like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's an incredible God, and ambassadors say he's going to give us some incredible blessings. And I just want to tell you, Chief Ambassador, I shared with my husband even on last night. I say, honey, I have to put you first because you're my pastor and you're my husband, and I know he's an awesome man of God. But when it is in the spirit, there is no competition. Amen. The gift comes to the body, and the Lord say he gives unto the body, amen, as he see needed and fitted to for the edifying of the body of Christ. And Chief Ambassador, the way that you teach and handle us, it has been edifying for the body of Christ. And I thank you so very much that you know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. If it was any little thing in there that I know that wasn't going on, I would have a question about it. But it's true, sound doctrine. And I am blessed because I read the word and I hear the word of God. And God bless you all. And Sister Renee, Chief Ambassador told us just on yesterday, I know it's your mother and you have to have patience with our mothers and elderly, but he say, always remember where you have a set place where you put your keys and where you put your purse, you know, those little nuggets help, amen, because I have to have a set place where I put my keys. Everybody in my house got a key for everybody got a keychain for their cars and everything, and I don't want mine mingled and they got mine. I have a set place where I put my keys and where I put my purse, because that's a fearful thing, and you running out and you're already late and you can't find your keys for the car. So I just wanted to throw that out there. He gave us that little nugget on yesterday, and these things are for us to be blessed. And I thank you again, Chief Ambassador, for rightly dividing the word of truth and feeding us the undoctorated word of God. I thank you for it. God bless you all this morning.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Let me just thank her Mother Stern, Dr. Stern. We appreciate all those encouraging words from you. And Geraldine Garnett, amen, Ambassador Geraldine Garnett, I want to just say I appreciate those encouraging words from you. Amen. You know, not only are we to exhort and do other things, but we have to remember that when people come and say nice things and encourage our hearts, we're to say thank you. Not only does the word tell us that, but Mother Johnson taught me that. Thank you goes a long way, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Amen. Back in your hand, Sister Renee.
The prayer. I'm sorry.
Praise report.
Yes, praise report. Thank you. Praise report. The line is open.
This is Sister Lucy. I wanna first give honor to God.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for this prayer line, because sometimes without this prayer line, I don't know what I would do in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
I'm on my way walking to the bus stop, and I'm just asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. The line is open.
Good morning. God bless you. Can you hear me this morning?
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you.
This is Mother
nice
Britt.
To hear your Yes. Good morning, Mother Britt. Nice to hear your voice. Wiggle that phone.
Can't hear you, Mother Britt.
Can't hear you. Wiggle your phone, honey.
No, we can't hear you.
Wiggle that phone, honey.
Now
I can hear you.
Right.
We can hear you. Yes, we can.
All right. What's wrong? Maybe I'm praying for me about that phone. But anyway, I just thank God for Dr. Johnson and his wife and everyone, all the women on the prayer line, mothers of the nation. I thank God for being here this morning. And I thank God for taking care of me, because he didn't have to do it. I said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is the man that trusts in him. Thank y'all for your prayer.
Yes.
This for, and I just can't do nothing. Can't make without the prayer line. May God bless you. Everyone, I love all of you. Keep me in your prayer.
We love you.
Right.
We love you.
Amen. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Amen, Sister Renee. You have done a wonderful job, and you're growing. You're growing.
Thank
Amen. Thank you so much.
I can feel I'm growing.
Yes, you are growing. And your faith is growing. Amen. Now, when you, your mother couldn't find, what was it, her keys or what was
her
that?
Her keys, yes. They were locked in her car.
Did you pray at all? Did you ask the Lord?
Yes, I prayed, and I was only there for like 30 minutes. And I said, Mom, you have to have faith. I said, pray.
Yeah.
I mean, I encourage that a lot.
So when the Lord left to find it, y'all should have been saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
He bless you. Because, you know, I had something lost. Amen. And I searched for it. I want to find it. Yeah, we all have been there. And I never forget. I stopped and prayed. I said, Lord, I have searched everywhere for this. I don't know where it is. I don't have time to be looking for stuff like this. And I want you to help me. And as soon as I prayed, the Holy Ghost said, look down. Right down, right basically almost under my feet was what I was looking for. It took a second, not even a second, a half a second. God found it for me, or let me find it, brother, in a half a second. And now, you don't know how important that is. That's huge, because you have to realize that one day is a thousand days is but one day to God, you know. Yeah, a thousand. So if you boil that down, it may have taken me a half a second to me, but it may be, oh, my God, to God is far less than that to him. And so, my God, that means he stopped and showed me where that was immediately. That meant that he was saying to me, Bernard, I'm concerned about you.
and what yeah. the things that concern you, I'm concerned about them. And the Lord did that for me. I knew that he had paid me a visit. And what a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous time that he had blessed me to have with him. Because I began to praise him and give him glory that he would stop. See, you got to learn to thank him for the little things. It may not, you know, you got to thank him for the little things. It will get you huge things. I often give that testimony about how I had a dollar come in the post office, but I lifted that dollar up and began to thank him like it was $10,000. And then a few months later, I went to the post office, and there was $10,000 there that had been sent. But you got to thank him for the little things. And those little things will bring you to large, huge things in Jesus' name. Thank you again, Sister Renee. It was a blessing. Amen. May your day be wonderful and rich with blessings. May the Lord bless you. All right. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Now, I need y'all's help. I tell Amazing Grace for our pastor. You know, I appreciate you very, very much, but I'm not going to take on all the responsibility of getting people on the line or getting people to come and visit Amazing Grace. I ask them to do their job, too. You got to reach out to people. There are so many people who you don't know on the prayer line, who didn't get the number, who are not on the prayer line. Reach out to them, amen, and let them know. The new number. You got the new number. I know that you are not a selfish person and you care about people. Why? Because your chief cares about people. Your pastor at your church, you take on the spirit of your pastor to care if he's a caring pastor. If he's a selfish pastor, then most of y'all become selfish. But I care about people. And I would want every person at even more to have this number. You notice we don't have a code on here. That means all are welcome. Even if we had a code, it would be that all are welcome. But it's so, so important that you reach out to people. I got that sermon I preached at Amazing Grace. If you don't see me at church this Sunday, call me. Don't sit there and say, well, I didn't see Sister So-and-so. No, 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 get on the phone and call her. One of the things I love about my sister, my older sister, is that she will get on the phone, call 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 people a day and say, if they weren't at church, she'll say, I miss your church. And are you sick or something? No, I just had such and so and so. Well, we miss you. We miss you. And it's a blessing to others. So if you know of people who are not on this prayer line, call them. Call them and see what's happening. And see, they may be sick. And don't just say, when they say, I've been sick, don't just say, oh, I knew it was something wrong. No, no, pray for them. If you're a prayer warrior, that's what we're about, praying for folks. So pray for them. Amen. Again, I need y'all to help me do the work. Amen. I'm going to heaven, want to go to heaven, but I'm not trying to get in the load right now. And I hope you're not trying to put me in that load. If you're not, try to take some of this stuff off of me and help me with those who are not present on the prayer line. You got the number. Share it with other people. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, everybody. All right. I'm moving to our prayer request. I do know that we have Ambassador Johnson who's praying for Hezekiah. Amen. And Sister Christopher is praying for Inez Bain. I'm down, down. But the line, why don't we get somebody, amen. Is Ambassador Pfeiffer on the line today? Are you there, Ambassador Pfeiffer? Do we have Mother Wilson? Have you got on the line yet?
Yes, sir. Hello. I'm here.
All right. That's Ambassador Pfeiffer. All right. You are praying, really a prayer warrior. Can you take the prayer request and bless the people today? Amen. your prayers, which heaven, and we know that God answers prayer. Can you do that for us today, Dr. Parker?
Yes, sir. I will in just a moment. Thank you so much.
All right. Good. In just a moment, let me know when you're ready. I'll keep talking. But those who are who need prayers, and you have a prayer request, the line is open to you. Line is open to you. Anyone?
That's a Peterson.
Okay. God bless you.
That's a Peterson. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to receive the good day. I need prayer for that. And I am on my right side. My disc in my back is causing my leg on my right side to act up. And I need prayer. And also, pray for this family. I actually yesterday prayed for the Cedar family. And I feel it yesterday. And our husband prayed yesterday.
All right. Now, what was the name of the family?
Cedar. I had up there yesterday at 9 o'clock. And he passed about 2 or 3 hours later.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute now. Am I getting that right? They had a funeral for somebody.
They had their mother's funeral. Had the wife's funeral yesterday, and the husband passed later on yesterday.
Oh, my God.
They had the wife's or the mother's funeral and the husband.
The wife passed, and then later on the husband passed.
Oh, my God.
They didn't even tell him, but they said they think he knew, but he passed later on.
Cheatham family. They had the wife's funeral, if I'm understanding correctly. And the husband, who was at the funeral, I imagine.
They didn't bring him. He wasn't able to call. They didn't even tell him, but they said they believe he knew. And he said later.
My God. The same day the husband died, but they had the funeral for his wife. My God. I never heard of that, have y'all?
No, I heard it. I heard it before the husband and wife prayed the same day.
Can you imagine? We need to pray for that Cheatham family.
Yeah.
That's something. My God. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else? Any other prayer request?
Ambassador Jolene Garnett requesting prayer for Ambassador Gina Harrington and for Lonnie. I don't know his last name, but he's at your church house. And for you, your family, that's Jeff.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Get that down. And our family. All right. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Continue to pray for me and my family. And I have a job interview today at 1:15. So remember me in your prayers. Thank y'all. I love y'all all. And
Renee, don't forget the usual things that the Lord gave to me for you all on the line. You know, make sure you go in there with the attitude of what,
yes, sir.
How can I help this company? Because, see, you got to understand from a CEO point of view, they want to find people who can help their company. That's what they're trying to have interviews for, to find the best person who can help their company, you know.
Yes.
And if you go in there with the attitude to try to make that company the greatest company, that's what they're trying to do. And you go in there and be concerned about the company rather than so much about yourself. Amen. If I were hiring somebody, I'd be looking for somebody who can be a blessing to Amazing Grace. Amen.
Yeah.
And all the other fringe benefits, like the insurance and the salary and all that, all those things. Finding a person who can help Amazing Grace. That person who's over in this company, whatever, who's doing the hiring, make sure you let them see how much you are concerned about trying to be a blessing to that company. All right, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Do that and then give the anointing time to work.
Yes.
God bless you. Okay.
Good morning. This
good
is,
morning.
This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City.
My God, that's the first lady.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Sister Jennifer from New York had a prayer request, and we asked her to wait until today.